If you were with us 3 years ago today, you would have heard this.
France is in a state of emergency right now after multiple attacks in Paris this evening. We've been following this breaking news all this hour. Police in Paris say there are several people dead, but it's too early to say how many. And a hostage situation in a concert hall in the French capital is ongoing.
My colleague Jeb Sharp there with our coverage on the night of November 13th, 2015. ISIS militants had attacked multiple targets in Paris, killing 130 people. Most of the victims were inside that concert hall, the Bataclan. Fred DeVield was there that night watching a concert by the Eagles of Death Metal. He first described his experience in an illustrated memoir called My Bataclan. Now he has a second book. It details his recovery. Emma Jacobs has his story.
In the opening pages of Fred DeVield's latest graphic memoir, he arrives in the French countryside with his wife and children.
It was really a wish to be quiet for 3 weeks, with no Paris, no radio, no computers.
It was the summer of 2016 and his family's first real vacation since the attack at the Bataclan. DeVield managed to survive that night by pretending to be dead. On holiday, he and his family walked in the woods, played cards, went on picnics, all recorded in detailed black and white drawings. Then, a few days into their stay,
I just switch on the radio in the car
to plug in his phone to play music.
And I heard France is in war.
The night before, an ISIS supporter had driven a truck through a crowd in Nice gathered to watch Bastille Day fireworks, killing 86 people.
After it's a shock, such big shock,
his memories came crashing back. DeVield's new book is called Le Morsure, which translates as
the bite.
The night of the Bataclan attack in November 2015, he says, was like being bitten by a snake.
Poison me in my mind and in my heart, in my body.
For him, that snake represents fear and hate that linger. Throughout his graphic memoir, a black stain expands and contracts on his arm with the darkness of his mood. After Nice, the black stain grows and threatens to overwhelm him. When he spends time with his children, it recedes, but is always present. DeVield compares life since he survived the Bataclan to living in an elevator.
One day is really fine, one day is awful. One night is crazy and we don't sleep, one night is absolutely marvelous.
Seemingly small things can trigger his fear and anxiety.
It can be something I saw on the TV, an emergency car passing in the streets. It can be a plane that I hear in the kitchen.
DeVield, who is 51, worked as a medical illustrator for more than 20 years. But he has now spent 3 years on and off creating panels about the Bataclan and his life since then.
If you want to forget something, you have to work on it. It helps you to take distance.
This book took 2 years to complete. And even now, he still has violent nightmares.
It was always rifle attack.
But the nightmares don't come as often as they used to.
I think that drawing helped me. It's the only way to me explain the thing you are afraid of if you want to forget it.
He says his children have continued to help, too. His youngest is six.
They don't care about in what mood you are. You don't want it, but Daddy, I want to go playing to the park. Okay, let's go to the park. And then going to the park, you hear a little bird singing. And, oh, yes, life is outside.
So he still has bad days.
But the more day now are good and the less day are bad.
He has also started work on a third book. For the world, I'm Emma Jacobs.
You can see some of the illustrations from Fred DeVield's memoir. That's at theworld.org.